Good morning. The time is 8:07. Friday, the final day of May, May the 31st of 2024. Another beautiful start weather-wise here in north central Wisconsin. At our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, sunny skies and 58 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And you can also join us again by going to Facebook.com and X.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page and you can watch our video stream. Yep, you can watch our video stream and you can comment and make your voice be heard there. And you can also make your voice be heard on our phone line and our text line, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. In fact, yesterday when I got off the show, and again, sometimes I'm not good enough when it comes to making sure I stay on top of our text line. And I'm promising you that once we have more of you folks texting us in, I'm going to be much more vigilant in terms of keeping track of it. And yesterday we had a text during the program, and it was actually a picture. It was a picture of a bobcat crossing the road. It came from our text line. It was a listener. It was in the town of Germania near Tigerton in western Shawano County. So it was an interesting picture. We also posted it on our Facebook page, the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page as well. So, again, thanks to that text. And sorry, didn't mention it yesterday, but we did get it posted on the Facebook page after the show as well. And if you would like to, you know, be part of the show, whether it's a comment or a thought, an opinion, or even a picture, again, you can join us on the text line at 715-382-9297. And that's also our phone number, because I want to open it up very early this morning, because obviously yesterday was a big day when it came to the court case involving Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. Also coming up on the program today, want to let you know about, hang on a second, I got the wrong information up here, but also want to let you know that coming up on the program at 8:20, we'll be talking about the weekend weather. Right now, it's beautiful. The last couple of days have been beautiful, and it's going to change a little bit. We're going to find out the details. How much rain can we expect? What can we expect temperature-wise coming up this weekend? We'll be joined by Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Also, then at 8:35, we'll be talking to Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens. Brewers had a nice series against the Chicago Cubs. Thriller yesterday, and the crew was able to win again 6-4 and win 3 out of 4 in that series, extend their lead in the National League Central. So we'll talk to Mike Clemens about that and more in Wisconsin sports at 8:35. And then coming up in the second hour at 9:35, we're going to be talking to a Wausau East High School student and a state qualifier for golf. The state tournament coming up next week at Black Wolf Run, I believe it's at. I got to double check that, but a venue that has been host to U.S. Open and PGA Championship, and heading to state, Wausau East golfer Ted Schwinlein. He'll be joining us at 9:35 this morning here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. But, and also need to say good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We'll talk more about your activities coming up, but I just want to open things up real quickly here first segment, because
big news.
Yeah, yesterday, if you look at the scoreboard, we'll be talking about what was on the scoreboard yesterday in high school sports a little bit later on, but there's a big scoreboard as well that said people of the state of New York 34, Donald J. Trump 0, as Donald Trump lost on all 34 counts of his trial in New York State. And obviously, the right is losing their mind, but I'm curious to know what folks here in North Central Wisconsin think. What do you think about this result? Do you agree with those on the right that claim it was some sort of a show trial, that somehow Donald Trump was being treated unfairly? Or do you believe that it was a trial that was done like every other trial throughout the course of the country is done, where the evidence is brought out, where lawyers on both sides bring out the evidence and try to sway the jury? again, the idea that Donald Trump is being treated unfairly after a complete life of where he's been given every benefit of the doubt is laughable. But I would be curious, do you feel like he was treated unfairly? Do you think the system worked? And I would love to hear your thoughts. Again, you can join us on our studio line at 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297, or you can send your thoughts through a text as well, or by making a comment on our video stream at facebook.com or x.com as well. But a couple of thoughts that I have on this. Number one, again, when you hear all the hand-wringing and all the screaming and yelling from those on the right, are you hearing them say that Donald Trump is innocent? Donald Trump didn't do any of this. Donald Trump is a man that follows the letter and the spirit of the law in every day of his life. No, because they know better. They know that Donald Trump has skirted the law over and over and over again, year after year after year. Donald Trump did not become the Donald Trump that we see now in the last 4 years or the last 8 years or the last 10 years. He's been this way in the 1970s when he and his father were convicted of unfair housing practices towards minorities in New York City. He is the same man that would call up media folks in the 1980s with the name John Barron to try to get his name in the newspaper and tell falsehoods. He is the same guy in the 80s and the 90s that would flaunt his extramarital affairs in order to get publicity. He is the same guy that during the Barack Obama administration was the spark plug when it came to the birtherism lie. Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is. What about the people that support Donald Trump to the ends of the earth right now? They know who Donald Trump is. Are they saying that Donald Trump is innocent? No. They're trying to throw a lot of stuff out there so that you don't realize that the system did work in this case. Where 12 members of a jury, average people, and again, if you are to believe that this was somehow a show trial, that somehow these were not representative people of this community, then you basically are saying, as we come up in about 2 years of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, that the system of government that this country has been based on for the 2.5 centuries is a farce, and that you don't believe that we should continue it beyond 248 years where we stand right now. July the 4th of 2026 is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, the formation of what now is the United States of America. And you either believe in the foundations of this system or you don't believe in them. You either believe that the system is the most important thing, that the country is the most important thing, or you believe that Donald Trump is the most important thing. And these people seem to think that Donald Trump, or on the other hand, people like MAGA Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, people like J.D. Vance, people like Marco Rubio, people like Ted Cruz, people like Representative Stefanik, others, many others within the Trump Republican Party, their personal ambition is more important than the country. Because right now, you have to take a long look in your mirror if you're somebody that has gone down this road with Donald Trump all the way beyond January the 6th. That should have been the end of Donald Trump's career right there. But yet, no, it's not. He never stopped running for president, and many on the MAGA right continue to support him in every one of the primaries and the caucuses, except for Vermont. The state of Vermont did not allow Donald Trump to win the Republican presidential primary. Nikki Haley won that one. But the fork in the road should have came a long, long, long time ago. A long time ago. And another fork in the road. And at a certain point, you got to look in the mirror. Where do you want to go? Where do you want this country to go? And again, I ask the question. The folks that think that somehow this is unfair, is it because you think Donald Trump is innocent? Do you think Donald Trump didn't do anything that he was charged with in this court case? because that's the bottom line is, I don't hear Mike Johnson and others talking about, oh, this Donald Trump is innocent. They just try to, they try to point you at different areas. Well, the judge was unfair, or prosecutor was unfair, or whatever it may be. And again, we hear, oh, last night after the trial verdict came down, Trump's lawyer said, oh, Donald Trump wanted to testify. Yes. Yeah, oh, really? Well, he could have testified. He could have got on the stand and given his side of the story, but he didn't. We always hear that. Donald Trump wanted to testify. No, he did not want to testify. Because if he would have testified, he would have been put under oath, as opposed to when he lies the rest of the time when he's not under oath. This time he would have been under oath and could have faced some consequences. So he wasn't going to sit on the stand and actually tell the truth about all of this. So again, we're at the point where you have to make a decision here. Is it the United States of America? Is it personal ambition? Or is it Donald Trump? And I think there's too many people that say it's either personal ambition or Donald Trump. And again, these people don't believe Donald Trump. They just think that Donald Trump is their route to more power in the United States of America. Okay. I want to get a few of those thoughts off my chest to begin here today. Coming up, we're going to find out about the weather. Beautiful start, but will it stay this way? Well, we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot about that coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Me. I always think about that on a ramp. I'm like, this is what's going to happen.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, a really nice start here in north central Wisconsin at our studios in downtown Wausau. Fair skies and 58 degrees, the final day of May, heading towards June, heading towards the weekend. And obviously this time of year, often some of the best weather that we see here in Wisconsin. And what can we expect as we start off June, as we get into the weekend? Well, glad you asked, because we have joining us once again our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, number one, glad to see you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, these allergies, just everything has been getting me these days. So you didn't want to see me yesterday, trust me, or hear from me.
No, it's all good. And again, glad you're feeling a bit better. But, and I said yesterday, I said, if there's going to be a day where Brittany, you know, is not here, it was yesterday, because there was not a lot to really talk about in terms of, you know, anything special weather-wise. It was just a great day. And the last couple of days have just been fantastic days.
They sure have, thanks to that high pressure system that has just been holding steady here. And today, though, starting to move off to the west, or I'm sorry, the east a little bit. And as it does so, the systems to the west, there's two of them. One's a little further north, one's a little further south. They want to peg right here towards the state. So what's happening already is we're starting to see some of those showers pushing into parts of northwest Wisconsin. And that's going to continue throughout the entire day for them. And it's going to slowly work its way towards us. But I don't think it's really going to get here until later on this evening. I mean, I think we're going to actually see a ton of sunshine throughout the afternoon, maybe getting a little bit cloudier by late afternoon, right around dinner. The clouds will start to fill in a little bit more. I think the rain's going to hold off till tomorrow morning, though, if I were to take the best guess at it. But these two systems are interacting very interestingly. So they're kind of fighting, right? Who's going to get to Wisconsin first? And the north one is going to win, and it already is. So as it moves through, the one to the south starts to move up and pushes into it. So that's going to be bringing widespread rain through the entire state tomorrow for sure. So I think that's the one that's really going to get us. the other one's going to kind of fizzle out and leave. So mainly just looking at rain through tomorrow morning. A few thunderstorms are possible tomorrow afternoon. None of them are going to be severe. We're not looking at a severe weather risk tomorrow. Just a wet day, about a quarter of an inch of rain would be our maximum of total accumulation. And that even starts to clear out through the afternoon and evening, starting in the northwest and moving its way throughout the state. So even by tomorrow evening, we should be dry. Mm. And then the warmth pushes in. I'm talking upper 70s. 80s are going to be felt further to the south of us, but upper 70s on Sunday and mostly sunny and dry. So that's great.
So basically, if you want to get out and play a round of golf or have some outdoor activities, the best bet would be to do it on Sunday.
Sunday is the day. It's going to be nice. It's a little bit more muggy, too. Some of that humidity is going to start to push in. And we're going to start to feel that summer-like June weather.
I haven't had that mugginess up to this point, have we? Yeah, that's a...
No, we really...
People have to get used to that again, because when it does get muggy, it does get muggy around here, doesn't it?
It sure does, and I do not like that. That's why I live up here. I try to avoid the humidity as much as possible. My hair just curls, frizzes. I'm sweating no matter what I'm doing. I could just walk outside. I'm sweating.
And generally, it looks like, again, we have this pattern of kind of back and forth. And then after Sunday, is there a chance of more rain on Monday then?
Oh, yes. Those are the big guys headed our way. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to really be warm, humid, muggy, and we're going to see two systems hit us. And you know, when the cold front comes through and it hits into that, that's when we're going to see some severe storm chances as well. So like I mentioned, there's so many systems all at once that it's getting a little jumbled and the models are doing so many different things with them that I do think that we're just going to have to hold off on that forecast. I think that for sure on Monday, it's going to be soaking wet. And if I were to guess, Tuesday night and into Wednesday.
It's never boring for you these days, is it?
Never. I mean, yesterday was my only break, but the allergies got me, so I guess it's never boring.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, when you talk about what's happening here this weekend, where you're talking about a couple of systems fighting each other, I mean, it just sounds like right now, I mean, you're using your skills, aren't you?
Yep, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, well, what are the details here for this weekend?
All right. So first things first, beautiful outside today. Highs will hit the mid-70s. We've got some calm winds. Everything's looking great. We'll just see some clouds increasing through the afternoon and into the evening. There's a small shot of some showers, but I think the further west that you live, you have a better chance of that. The further east you live, I think we're going to hold off until the morning. So definitely tomorrow, a dreary, damp day, about a quarter of an inch of rainfall, starting off with just regular showers. Thunderstorm chances start to increase as we go into the afternoon. None are expected to be severe. And this system clears on out of here tomorrow night. And we stay bright, beautiful, and actually pretty warm on Sunday, pushing near 80 degrees.
Fantastic. So I think everybody will get an opportunity this weekend. And that's the bottom line. If you have something you want to be able to do outdoors, you're going to get the chance. And
yes,
as long as we don't have a complete wipeout for the weekend, I think that's a pretty good weekend forecast.
I'd have to say so. I was excited to see Sunday dry because a couple days ago, it was not looking that way. So,
well, Brittany, I hope you get a chance to get out there and enjoy it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Bye, Brittany. Sounds good. You too, Chad. Bye.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us on every weekday, I should say, at 8:20 to let us know about the weather. Right now in downtown Wausau, again, fair skies and 58 degrees. The winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. The dew point is 41. Relative humidity of 53%, the barometer at 30.18 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will have an information update, let you know about the news, weather, and the sports, whether it's nationally throughout the state of Wisconsin with Terry Bell. Brittany will have the local news and weather, and also Mike Clemens with sports. Then after that, we will be joined live by Mike Clemens. Mike, of course, last weekend went to Fenway Park in Boston to cover the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll get a report on how much fun that was. Talk about the Brewers in a good series against Chicago and a whole bunch more. That's Mike Clemens coming up after the information update. And again, also coming up in the second hour of the program, stick around because a special guest, a student from Wausau East High School, Ted Schwinline. He is a golfer for the Wausau East golf team, and he is heading to the state tournament next week. And we'll talk about his exploits on the links and the challenge that he'll be facing at state next week. So he'll be joining us at 9:35 this morning as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:28. Mike Clemens coming up after the information update. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, also the video stream, facebook.com and x.com and the Bull Falls Radio page. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also check out our video stream and make comments by going to our Bull Falls Radio page at facebook.com and x.com as well. The time is 8:35, again, 58 degrees under mostly sunny skies as we get our Friday off to a terrific start and heading towards the weekend. And to talk a bit about sports as we head into the weekend, we're very happy to welcome back our Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, good morning. Thanks for coming back on.
You're the first guy I thought of when I got this news from the Badgers. I'm thinking, like, you know, is this going to be a conflict with some of the high school games that we carry on the station? You know, we're talking about the Badgers. They announced they're going to have Friday Night Lights. We're going to college football now on Friday night. Okay, have you heard of the WIAA? They're just down the street. You know, you could up there in Point. You could. I mean, is this going to conflict with some of your games?
Yes, and this is not the first year either, Mike. And I have a personal policy about the Badger Friday night games. I ignore them. because you're exactly right. Because I do have a game. It's on Friday, the 30th of August, and we've had this in the past. And, yeah, I mean, I think I get more annoyed than most people do. But, again, it's about another TV window, isn't it?
Well, prime time is where it's at, baby, for the dollars. And, you know, your partners, we'll put that in air quotes, over at the networks that say, you know, we got some spaces here on Friday nights. We could put some football games there. It would be a beautiful thing. And we could probably get you more money and da-da-da-da. We'll share the revenues. So on Friday night, August 30th, Badgers are going to kick off the season against Western Michigan. And the game is going to be broadcast on the cable channel Fox Sports 1 and also on the Badgers Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And then they're going to do another one. Now, this one is actually a day game. It's going to be on Black Friday on November 29th, the day after Thanksgiving, where they will kick off at 11 a.m. against Minnesota, the Gophers, for the, you know, Paul Bunyan Axe. And that's going to be on a big network, on CBS TV. But, yeah, the Badgers putting that out there yesterday afternoon. No real backstory. I don't know if there'll be a time we'll get to talk to the AD or whatever about exactly what went into the thinking with this. But it's also true, though, at that time of the year, Chad, there's a lot of Thursday night high school football still going on, right?
Well, by November 29th, the high school football season here in Wisconsin is over. So that one's okay. That one's okay.
Talk about that one in August.
Oh, yeah. That one, that's week two of the season. Yeah, that one's...
School is up and running by then, or at least, you know, the following, you know, Labor Day weekend or whatever. But, Yeah, I the minute I saw that, I thought, oh.
No, we that cover the high school game noticed this very much so, and again, the amount of money that, whether it's CBS or whether it's Fox, I mean, your partners and NBC now, I mean, they call the shots because they put in all this money. I mean, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Well, it's a good thing the NFL would never disrespect football. Wait a minute. That's right. The game in Brazil is on
Yes. I got so much competition this fall, I tell you.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's what's going on with the schedule that way.
Well, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, they're continuing their OTAs next week, and it's interesting. I don't know if you heard this, and again, I've been focusing on a lot of different things. I heard some rumbles that there's some talk about changing the way that OTAs are in training camp, that maybe that the Players Association may be thinking about saying, okay, we can start training camp a bit earlier, but maybe eliminate some OTAs. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, Tom Pelissero, who used to work alongside us in Green Bay covering the Packers for the Press Gazette and worked his way up at the Minnesota Radio, and now he's part of the NFL Network, he broke this story that the NFLPA, the Players Union, was working on a proposal they were going to put before the owners and say, look, how about this? How about if we show up earlier in July for training camp, we'll give you those couple weeks before when training camp starts now, like the last weekend of July, if you eliminate all this voluntary nonsense in the spring. And now there's some players that's like that I talked to said, news to me. They haven't talked to me about that. Well, do you like it or not? What do you think about it? There's a couple of players that said that I asked about this the other day that said, no, I don't mind it being spaced out because I got to work that long anyway to get ready for the season, to keep in shape. There's others that said, no, listen. So, like, if you're the Packers and you got into the postseason, you got a couple of weeks into the postseason, okay, you give the first month to maybe 6 weeks for just your body to recover. So maybe you can get rid of the pain, the bruises, the contusions, the scratches, that kind of stuff. Or like Brady Papinga, former linebacker, once said to us, he goes, everybody has something done. There's always a little snip, no matter what position you play in the NFL. Little things get fixed. There's a wrist that's been bothering you, you never really talked about, and that did make a big deal. But you got to go in there and get some things fixed and start healing right away to get ready for the next season. So that's a month or two. Then you start lifting the weights and training and getting back in March, and then April there's meetings, and then the next thing you know, you're here for these OTAs, run around the field, voluntary, helmets and shorts. There's no contact, but you've got to be out there in front of the coaches and doing these drills and in the classrooms and learning new twists and turns in terms of the playbook, reviewing your technique and all that. And you get a little time off between the mandatory mini camp in mid-June and the start of training camp. But, if you wanted to build a house and just take a month to sort of be there and work on that, because once you're into football, man, it's 7 days a week, through that season, from even just covering these guys from July to through the Super Bowl and now mid-February, it's 7 days a week. It's very intense. And so we'll see. We'll see what the league is. But, the bottom line to this, Chad, is it's going to go to an 18-game season. And then it's going to go to a 20-game season. And, both coaches, trainers, and football players are trying to adjust, how are we going to do that? And they'll probably have to throw in another bye. So who knows? Maybe the league and the owners will say, maybe that's what we should take a look at. Let's give these guys 3 or 4 months off, and then they'll be on the clock for 8 months a year so we can get in all those games.
Meantime, as the OTAs do continue, I know you're keeping kind of a close eye on a few of the defensive backs, because that's an interesting part of the dynamic defensively for Green Bay, because they're very talented, but there's also, maybe some question marks back there.
Well, Jeff Hafley is the new defensive coordinator out of Boston College. and quote, his defense, his 4-2-5 defense, is run from the back end, as he puts it. And so maybe that means that the guy with the green dot, you know, the radio helmet, getting the plays instructed, won't be a linebacker. It could be a safety, like Xavier McKinney, who they picked up from the Giants in free agency, made him the highest paid safety in the NFL. They bring him into Green Bay. They take him out to dinner. And before they even signed him, LaFleur said, halfway through the dinner, I realized, this is the dude. This is the guy that we're looking for. This is the leader, intelligent, ask questions, tell stories, has a perspective, you know, smart football player, and this is the guy we want to build the defense around. So then you're watching practice, and he's out there in his number 29 jersey, and, okay, where is he? Oh, man, look at him. He's lining up right outside Kingsley Enagbare, number 55, who last year was standing up as an outside linebacker. Now he's got his hands in the ground, and then you got this safety right outside of him, like he's playing in the box. Maybe he's going to try and stop the run. Oh, and then he's dropping back and trying to cover a short pass over the middle. And he's yelling, and he's vocal, and he's tapping guys on the back. He's all over the field running that defense. And somebody said, so who's he remind you of? Like Nick Collins, the great safety they had the year that they won the Super
right.
Bowl in 2010? I said, no, really. He looks more like Woodson. He's tall and rangy. You know, the arms are hanging down. And he moves from side to side. He's a rover. He's all over the place. You know, Nick was that kind of like, almost looked like a linebacker at safety. Big upper body, strong, very quiet, hard hitting. But boy, if he squared up on you, he's gonna knock the snot out of you. But this guy seems to be an intelligent, articulate, good people skills guy that they call X Xavier. Everybody calls him X.
Real quickly, Mike. Any idea how the Giants let him get away? I that's baffling to me.
You know, and we don't do a good enough job of finding that. Well, why isn't he still in New York? We don't do a good enough job in this business. And the part of it is because it's hard to get to that part of the story.
Mm.
Sometimes the agents will tell you. Sometimes they'll let that. But, you know, it's business. It's personal. You get all kinds of excuses trying to dig for that. You could talk to the Giants coaches and say, yeah, we wish he was still here, and you know, you could come up with salary cap excuses and this, that, and the other thing, or the player just simply said, I've seen enough, and we're in the market. Green Bay surprised a lot of people, right? They jumped in the early rounds of free agency to offer him the highest bid, and maybe they just outbid the Giants financially as to where he was at. But whatever, they're all in, man. I mean, Russ Ball and Brian Gutekunst and LaFleur, they pushed in all their chips to get this guy. LaFleur was even talking about it. They were watching tape of it before free agency started. There's one game where he gets a pick in the flats. Okay, bad pass, all right, whatever. And the very next series their defense is out there, he makes a second pick, back-to-back picks in a game. They hope he can do that now for Jeff Hafley in the new defense.
And real quickly, we only have a couple minutes left. The Brewers are 5 games ahead of St. Louis now in the Central after beating Chicago 3-4. They just keep going, don't they?
Yeah. The Cubs came in, I think it was a 5-game losing streak. They've got a great starting pitching staff. Their bullpen is shaky, and their batters have been in a slump. But they come to Milwaukee. It's Craig Counsell's first time back in Milwaukee, literally first time inside AmFam Field. He said he packed up after the loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks and has not been back in the building since. And every time he walked on the field, he got booed. I mean, if he went to say something to an umpire, to go to the mound, to just wave to somebody, the Brewer fans stood up and boo. They booed Craig Counsell. But, the Brewers pulled it off, man. And it's like every other day there's like a new hero
yeah.
in these games. Gary Sanchez yeah. crushes one 422 feet over the center field wall, scores 2 runs, and the Brewers win 6-4. So Milwaukee took 3 out of 4 games against the Cubs. And the Cubs have got some struggles now.
And real fast, we got just over a minute to go. I got to ask you, how was Fenway?
You know, And when you hear people say that, they just gush. Like, I'm trying not to like overhype it. It's baseball heaven, Chad. First of all, we had great weather, like today. I mean, it was perfect. It was like clear skies and 70 degrees. Okay, so now I got full access. I'm a reporter. I'm working. I'm covering the game. We go up to the press box, fifth floor. You're looking right over the plate. I mean, you can call balls and strikes. You know, at an AmFam, you're kind of off from the plate quite a ways. We're looking down, right down over at it. There's a piece of glass that's up there, so that you don't have to dodge every foul ball coming back your way. But they had some open windows up top, and there's, what's this breeze? There's this nice warm breeze. It's coming off the ocean. It's like an ocean breeze. And the speakers for the fans and the scoreboard, they're not banging loud. Like U.S. Bank Stadium, you know, you can hear the ball hit the mitt and the umpire's calls and the ball coming off the bat. You can't help but focus on the game. Great colors. It's amazing. It's worth all the hype that everybody says. And by the way, and the food is delicious. It's incredible.
Mike Clemens, thanks again. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Chad.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us as well by going to our Facebook page or our X page and be able to watch the video stream, make any questions or comments on that as well. And please do so. So again, we love to have you be part of the program each and every weekday morning here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also, want to remind you that starting on Monday, it's another great chance to win. It is our Civic Media Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. And this Text to Win Contest is going to be throughout the state of Wisconsin. We had one of these a couple of months ago. And one change of it this time around is during the last contest, they did not have it run during my program. But this time around, during this show, you're going to get an opportunity to win. Starting Monday for 2 weeks, Monday through Friday. And the thing about it is I give you our text number every day. You have a chance to call or text at 715-382-9297. But for this contest, it's being done strictly through the Civic Media app. So if you have not downloaded the free Civic Media app yet, you have to do that in order to win. And it's real easy. Very, very easy. All you have to do is, again, check out wherever you get your apps, whether it is Google Play or the Apple App Store. Just search Civic Media, download the app, and then you have all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network right there. And the fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. You open it up, you'll see streaming options, our on-air stream, our Sports 2 stream, our Sports 3 stream. Plus, there's a button to call up here to the station, be able to call in directly through the app, and also to text right through the app. So all you have to do is push the button for the text. And sometime, and basically, it's not going to be just my show. It's going to be throughout the course of the day, starting at 7 a.m., going to 7 p.m. each weekday. You have opportunities to win prizes every time that the contest is played. And then, of course, there will also be next level prizes and grand prizes. You'll have a chance to win prizes such as Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. And then, of course, the grand prize, a Scani summer staycation. And there are different areas of Wisconsin that this contest is going to send listeners to. And going to give money for gas to get you there and then put you up and have just an incredible staycation somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. One of the beautiful places that we travel to. We're going to give you more information as the contest continues, but it starts on Monday. And every time that we do run the contest, you'll have a chance to win a prize. And then everybody that is a qualifier will then be part of the final drawing at the end of the contest. So, again, number one, you'll win either Dell's prize packs or Brewer tickets or other prizes just by winning that hour. But then by winning that hour, you're part of the final drawing to win the Scani Summer Staycation. And it really is some cool stuff. But the way to win is you got to have the Civic Media app. So right now, get on that Google Play or get on the Apple App Store. Search Civic Media, download the free Civic Media app, and be ready to start playing and winning on Monday morning. And as I said, it's going to happen during this show as well as some other shows such as Pat Kreitlow's show or Jane Mantinere's show or Todd Alba's show. So, again, make sure you listen to all of our shows, and we're going to give you each a chance to win every day starting Monday for 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, going right through June the 14th. And what you'll have to do is I'm going to give you then a keyword, and you'll just have to text that one word, whatever that word is. I'll give you that keyword on Monday morning. You'll text it, and then of all the people that send in the text, we'll draw one. They'll be the winner. And then you'll also get the prizes for that hour and then be part of the final drawing as well. So, again, really looking forward to it. But, again, the only way you can do the contest and to win in the contest is to make sure, if you have not already, make sure that you do download the Civic Media app, and not just for this contest. As I said, it's really great to have. You can it's all there. You can hit a button to go to our website. You can hit a button to listen to our live stream. You can hit a button to listen to our alternate stream. It's all right there, and it should be a lot of fun starting Monday. This Monday, June the 3rd, going right through June the 14th, and there'll be multiple chances to win each and every day here on Civic Media. So, also want to remind you that tomorrow morning, make sure you tune in from 8 until 9 a.m., another edition of the WASA Business Show. It's been really a hit over the last couple of months, and another edition coming up tomorrow morning from 8 till 9. And if you don't hear the show live, you can always listen to it as a podcast as well. And if you've missed any of the previous episodes of the WASA Business Show, in fact, any of the shows, including my show and all the other shows on the Civic Media Radio Network, it's real easy. Just go to wherever you get your podcast, search it out, you'll find it. All of our shows are put on all the podcast platforms. Also, you can just go to our websites, whether BowFallsRadio.com or CivicMedia.us, and be able to go to the show page, and then you'll see all the shows that we have on Civic Media, and you can click on it and then be able to listen to previous hours of this show and all the other shows as well. So, again, lots going on here with Civic Media, and very, very excited about that. Coming up, we'll have another information update. We do that at the top and the bottom of every hour. One of the things that we do, we don't just talk, but we also give you great information. Terry Bell with the news, Brittany Merlot with our local news and weather, Mike Lemons with the sports, that's all coming up. And then coming up in the second hour of the show, Ted Schwindlein. He is a WASA East golfer. He qualified for the state tournament, the WIAA state tournament next week, and we're going to talk to him about the challenge coming up next week and talk about his athletics and his athletic career at WASA East. So he'll be joining us at 9:34 this morning. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.